Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you rise?
I would like to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you so much. You know, Mr. President, we have been here having a discussion about public education, the education of people who have been deprived an opportunity to succeed. Now, for some of us, we've been dealing with this for the last 2.5 years, and it is so amazing to me, Mr. President, that after 4 times voting for the bill, there are still people who have not read the bill. It's just fascinating to me that there are people who voted on the bill 4 times already, and they're talking on the floor, and it's apparent that they didn't read it. You know, we're talking about proficiency here. Proficiency. We're talking about due diligence here. We're talking about the education of African American children. And you know, here's what's so exceptional, Mr. President. What is so exceptional, out of all of the buildings, the school buildings in the state of Missouri, out of all the unaccredited buildings, 79.4% of the student population are African American children. And you have the establishment, without any plan, by the way, never had a plan. Didn't have a plan last year, didn't have a plan this year. And all of a sudden, at the very end, you get all of these phone calls, all of these letters, all of these lies, all of a sudden, out of the blue, Mr. President, about how this is going to impact their communities. But you know, here's what I have a problem with. When I go and speak to students, when I read to students in their classrooms, I talk about the need to articulate yourself correctly, to do your homework, to do your research. And it is so sad, there are people in this body who can't even take the same advice that I give to five-year-olds. It's such a shame, Mr. President. You know, there are people who have stood up on this floor. It's happening now, we're raising money now because we're filibustering. It's an ethical issue to me. It may be legal in the state of Missouri, but I actually have a problem when there are elected leaders who are out there, when we're talking about something so critically important, and then there's an email that goes out to raise money on the backs of poor, mostly black children. Today, I stand here on behalf of poor black children. And you know what? The establishment does not have an answer. They never did. They never did. They never did a calculus. You know, we talk about unaccredited, we talk about provisionally accredited, and then we talk about those who refuse to aspire to be proficient. It is sad that there are people in the General Assembly who are not even at proficiency, just like our schools. No wonder we have a crisis. No wonder there's a crisis. No wonder. You can't say one day, I support these poor black children, and then you deny black children an equal opportunity to succeed, Mr. President. You know, there's some people in my district who would call that racist. Yeah, I said it. I said it. To deny poor black children an opportunity. You know, that's elitism to me. You know, privilege. You know, in the movement that we're in right now, we talk about white privilege. It's amazing that the people who have been supporting this effort to give quality education to our young children don't even have the same D behind my name that I have. Mr. President, this is a unique opportunity to give people an opportunity to succeed and to thrive. And to compete. You know, this world that we live in is all about competition. But if 79.4% of your student population, African American, are all in unaccredited schools, and there are people who are in this General Assembly who are saying, by the way, let's keep them on the plantation. Let's keep them on the plantation. That's what the establishment is saying. Keep them on the plantation. Keep them dumb. You know, let's send them through the pipeline straight to corrections. Straight to corrections. And then let's pay some more money because they're undereducated. We were talking about STDs last week, and I said that because of the lack of education, there are more children who have STDs. They don't have education. Period. Mr. President, this is an opportunity to say we are not going to take the status quo anymore because the status quo has failed time and time again. And let's talk about Normandy. They were on the cliff for 20 years. Is it acceptable to allow young people, black people, poor people, rural people, to be deprived of an equal opportunity to succeed? You know, it's a shame that I have to call people in my own party, not all, but some racists, because that's what that is, to deny young people an opportunity. This is about the future of not only our state, but the future of our country. And if we are unwilling to sacrifice our time and our dignity and show that our character is above all, and our moral values are above all, we would give these children an opportunity. These children have been stuck on a plantation, and there are people who are willing to keep these kids in slavery, and it's unacceptable. And I ask people, I ask you, and I beg you for your vote today. And I thank you for that. And if you vote no, I understand that. But please do not vote no on the emergency clause. Because these children cannot afford to wait until the 16-17 school year to have freedom. To have freedom. These organizations that have been creating lies. What they are saying is good to enslave our children. And I know that the majority of these people in this body don't want to enslave people who have been denied. So I urge you to vote for the emergency clause to give young people an opportunity to succeed. It is unacceptable that we have allowed for decades, Mr. President, for our young people not to have that opportunity. You read the Post-Dispatch on Sunday. You read that there are children who are sleeping on their desks and doing their hair and playing on their computers. They're not getting educated. You saw that. The establishment wants that. They want to enslave our children. They want to. Is that right? I know that we have the opportunity to bring a value to our state that's incomparable. When we invest in our children, we're investing in one Missouri, a great Missouri, a successful and competitive Missouri. I believe in one Missouri. I don't believe in just a black Missouri and a white Missouri or a rural Missouri or an urban Missouri. I believe in one Missouri. And if we deny 79.4% of our children who are in unaccredited schools, then we are disserving. We are disserving the state of Missouri. So I ask everyone, especially those who have had to deal with all of the lies going on in their districts, to give these children a chance. Give them an opportunity. And the next time people have an issue, you know, come talk to us. But before you come talk to us, read the bill. Read the darn bill. Do your homework. That's what we ask of these children. You can't be in the Senate and not do your homework. Do your homework. Mr. President, it has been an honor to work with the people in this chamber, all of them. It has been an honor to have senators come to my district. It has been an honor to have multiple allies in this fight for justice and equal education for all. I want to thank Don Thalhuber, who has been very actively engaged in creating policy that works, that fits. I want to thank Representative Wood and all the others in the House who understand that it is not right to keep our black children on a plantation. You know, the slaves were freed a long time ago. You know, my history here, my third great grandmother was a slave across the river, right in Holt Summit. Her name was Maria. She was counted in the first census when she was 35 years old. When I was elected to this body, I was 35 years old. You know what? I'm sure she did not imagine or envision that her third great granddaughter would be here in the Missouri Senate. My great-grandmother, my third great-grandmother, got off the plantation, and I'm off the plantation. And I ask you, Mr. President, to get these children off the plantation and allow them to succeed and have a real life. Thank you.
Further discussion on the conference committee report.